This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, periodic update on COVID-19 locally and other related health topics. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
So, talk about the county data. How are things looking right now when it comes to COVID-19?
Well, they're looking pretty good, but we are in the midst of a small surge due to the BA2 variant. So a few weeks ago, we were down to just two or three cases a day, and now we're at about a dozen cases a day, and we are seeing an increase in number of hospitalizations.
So tell us a little bit more about the variant and what's kind of fueling this current uptick.
So the BA family came out in the fall of last year, and the first BA1 was the Omicron surge, and now there's the BA2, and the BA2 causes disease. It can be really quite severe, although the disease is well protected by the vaccine.
And I know the state put out new data yesterday. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the state data is looking more stable. As you remember, Portland areas and the Willamette Valley tend to have this before we do. And so they peaked about 3 or 4 weeks before we did. I think we're going to continue to see a moderate number of cases in May and then should start to see a decline in June.
And nationally, what kinds of things are we seeing out there?
Well, we're seeing basically the same story. In the places that had it early, like New York and Washington, D.C., they're starting to see a decline. But in more rural areas, we're just starting to see the peak at this point.
And if I heard correctly earlier on one of the newscasts this morning, they talked about how the number of cases nationally was going up. Hospitalizations really wasn't.
Right. So people do have good protection either from previous infection or from vaccination. And so we've not seen the big spike in hospitalizations like we did with Omicron. For example, in Oregon, we had over 1,000 people a day in the hospital during Omicron. We're now just in the 200s, but still 200 is far too many.
And I know the state was talking about, one of the officials yesterday said maybe by early June or so we might see 300 a day in the hospital.
Right. So the state predicts a peak at the end of May or the beginning of June of about 300 in the hospital. For our size county, that would be about 20 in the hospital. We're at 13 today, so we're inching our way up.
So is this another wave, essentially?
It is a subvariant wave.
And what about the whole idea of getting to endemic stage? How would you define that? It seems like not everybody defines it the same.
Well, there's not a universally accepted definition, but my definition is a disease is endemic when it's there, not causing a lot of problems, and pretty predictable. So if you'll think about the time before we had a chickenpox vaccine, chickenpox was endemic. We saw cases all the time, didn't cause a lot of upset or problem, and it was pretty predictable that you'd have so many cases in a year. We are still far too early in this COVID thing to call this endemic because we're not sure if there's a new variant out there that could cause troubles. So for example, in South Africa, which has started some of these waves, has a BA4 and BA5 variant that's causing them a fair amount of trouble. So I think we're a little early in calling this endemic, but I do think overall things are improved.
What about new things that are coming out that are being learned about the virus?
Well, some of the new things that are out is that the antiviral drugs seem to work very well. So the Paxlovid and the Molnupiravir seem to work very well, decrease hospitalization rates by 90% or more, and they're now widely available. So anybody who has COVID should really talk to their provider about getting one of these antiviral medicines, especially if you're older or have an underlying condition.
And a lot of people are still contemplating whether or not to get a second booster. What are your thoughts?
Well, the most important shot to get is the first one. But if you've already had your full series and one booster, you do get some additional protection with a second booster. That additional protection is pretty good, but not overwhelming, and it doesn't last forever, but it does give some additional protection. So we are recommending people who've had their first booster and are eligible for a second booster to get it. We have the vaccine widely available around town. I got my second booster. I feel great.
What about masks? That topic seems to be back up in the last few days.
So in an area where there's lots of transmission and you're at higher risk and you're in a high-risk situation like an indoor gathering, you might consider a mask. So I'm traveling next month, and certainly in the airport where there's lots of people around and people who may be from areas where there's lots of disease, I will certainly wear a mask. But small gatherings like this or at work, not necessary.
So other health concerns or topics going into the summer?
Well, the two big ones we're seeing now are the formula shortage and the acute hepatitis that we're seeing in kids. So the hepatitis is unusual. It's being seen in Europe and the U.S. We've not had any cases in Oregon so far. But these are young, otherwise healthy kids who develop a fairly severe hepatitis that's resulted in many hospitalizations, some liver transplants, and some deaths. We don't know what's causing this, so this is a new mystery disease that's out there. And then the other thing that we're worried about is this formula shortage. There was a factory shutdown in Michigan, and it really has caused a big narrowing of the supply of infant formula.
And it sounds like for people that need that, that is becoming a bigger concern.
That is becoming a huge concern. So in a pediatric office, we hear about this every day. So we're going to be coming out later this week with some suggestions on what people can do.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:37 at the morning report. All right.
Fabulous.
The...